Daf is Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. So let's take it two lines down. The Gemara says, "Bai Rava." Rava asks the following question here: "Bibari Heyach." So with regards to a bari, what's the halacha? Ki Kama Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says it's halacha. Rabbi Yochanan Broker, that is, it's halacha that you could be morish to banim, a ben ben abanim. Does he say with regards to a bari, a person who's healthy, would he say the same halacha? Again, Ki Kama Rabbi Yochanan Broker b'shchemira. The bar oreisahu, ababa bari lo, odilma afilu bari nami. Is Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's halacha only when a person's a shchimira? So then he's about to die, then he has the ability to be morish. Look what the Rashbam says here. Rashbam says around 10 lines down, narrow lines down, bar orosa roi lahorish miyad shaholich lamavis. The guy's about to die. So he's pretty much dead, and he's now on the, he's transitioning into being morish. The karina bay, b'yom hanchil es banav. He's like dying today, so he's fulfilling the pasuk of Bayom and Chilu, he's passing on to his children. So maybe this is a special din of a person who's about to die who has the ability to be morish. But a person who's healthy, then Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't say his halacha. Oh, Dilma, perhaps there's no difference. Rabbi Yochanan allows halacha to apply whether or not he's dying, a shchemira, or even if he's healthy, he also has the ability to be morish. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Now, Rishon have a big debate here. Within the tzad that Rabbi Yochanan Broka is allows a bari to be morish, does he allow to be morish with Dibur Ba'alma, or do you need a kinyan with respect to that? Because when it comes to Shchimira, the halacha of the Shchimira is able to be maknes something over Afilu B'Dibur, even by saying something. He doesn't need an actual kinyan. And the reason for that is because we're concerned that he might get upset and get sicker and then die. If he wants to be morish to someone and we require him to do an active kinyan, he might get all worked up. We say with a dibur ba'alma, the Gemara in Gittin says that's enough for shchemira. This way he could be relaxed in the yishuv das. But with regards to bari, where he's not affected by any, he's not sick at all, so maybe he would have to actually do a ma'isa kinyan to choose one of his children to be morit, to be yorish his property, or no. Maybe the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan Broka is across the board. Even for a bari, even for a person who's healthy, he also would be sufficient to have a dibur ba'alma. Okay. So, by the way, this is one of the very important halachas that we learn Pikuach Nefesh, Leil Shavuos, that even for Yishuv Das is considered Pikuach Nefesh. So the halacha is a person, Bari, he's physically, he's very sick, but if we're concerned of Yishuv Das, if he's going to affect his mental capacity, it's going to be an issue. So even though normally we say you cannot make Kinyanim on Shabbos, when it comes to a Shchimira, he can do a Kinyan on Shabbos, because if he doesn't do the Kinyan and doesn't give the property over to someone else, it's going to maybe cause him to die because he's lacking that Yishuv Das. So you see, the psychological health of a person, the mental health of a person, is very important. That also is considered Pikuach Nefesh. Fine. So anyways,
there's no question whether, meaning there's, it's a double question, whether if you do a, if you marry somebody, do you need a kinyan at all or not? And if you do, on a shchimera is enough, because we don't know for a fact that if you marry somebody, you need a kinyan if the because the Yerusha is after you die.
No, to Yerusha in general, that you don't need any kinyan. That just happens.
Is that a double question? Meaning, do you need a kinyan to be marish, and if you do.
No, for Yerusha in general, you don't need.
Okay, so the question
Rabbi Yochanan Broka says, his din is,
right,
you could choose who's going to be Yorish.
Exactly.
That too, you don't need a kinyan. If the guy's a shchimira.
Right.
That too, you just need to pick who's going to get it. Now, but the question is, if in the tzad now,
right,
does he even
allow...
Right,
when he's healthy, let's say.
That's the question. The only question is, when he's healthy, does he also, we allow dibor works for even a healthy person for this halacha? Or no, does he require ma'isa kinyan when he's healthy? That's the shiloh. So anyway, so the Gemara wants to know, what's the din in general, forgetting whether he needs a kinyan or not a kinyan, does halach even work when he's a bari or not? And so the Gemara asks, goes through a little bit of discussion, it's a bit of, not too involved, but it's the Gemara says as follows, Amar le Rav Mishar Shia le Rava, Tashma, Damar lo Rabbi Nasan le Rabbi Nasan, who was in Bavel, Rabbi Nasan HaBavli, he said to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who was in Eretz Yisrael, Rashbam points this out, Shenisem Mishnaschem, Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Rebbe, when you had been Mesader, the Mishnayos, you had you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Broka. How do we see this? Because the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Ksubis, the Tanan, Lo Kosevle Binin Dichrin, we learned Binin Dichrin back in Maseches Ksubis. Binin Dichrin, which is the Yehovnin Leich Minai, Inun Yarsin, Kesef Ksubasech, Yose Achokain, Dim Achun. What's going on here? So this bin and dichrin is, the person says that any children, any bin and dichrin, any male, dichrin is zachar, any male sons, that's male obviously, any sons that you have from me, the husband says to the wife, this is the ksuba, that they're going to be yorish, your ksuba, more than the brothers. So let's say Reuven has one wife, and that one wife has a child. And then mother dies, and then he has other children with another woman. So then the first wife's son, in addition to splitting up the Yerusha equally, he's also going to get the ksuba that the mother would have gotten, that $200, that's it. So that each children gets their mother's ksuba, aside from the nechasim that the father himself has. So that's what Binyan Dichrin is. So the Mishnah telling us here, if lo kasav le binyan dichrin, a person didn't write it, still it's chayav, the husband is required to pay the ksuba to the children after their mother dies, because she tanai bezdin hu. There's a tanai bezdin. Bezdin says you have to do this. You can't circumvent it. This is a requirement, whether you write it or whether you don't write this. So that's the halacha of binyan dichrin. Okay. So what's the relevance here? So the relevance here is, we see that you can choose of a ben yorish ben habanim. That even though the husband's healthy here, he says that the sons from my first wife are going to get more Yerusha than the other sons. So you can make decisions even when this father is healthy. So this is a clear raya that Rebbe in this Mishnah Ksuvos paskins like Rebbe Yochanan ben Broka afilu bibari. Now his concern right now isn't Bari, it's just the fact Rabbi Nassim points out to Rebbe, you pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka here, because you allow one son to get more Yerusha than somebody else. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's halacha.
But I understand, this is based in the, so that the father-in-law should give the money to the daughter, right? That we learned that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the question? This is a night bathing, so what's the
question? That's what we're going to answer in essence. The Gemara's going to say that.
Ah.
But right now, we're thinking at Rebbe, right. Passing like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and he allows one ben to have more Yerusha than somebody else. And that's the Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's halacha. So says Rebbe. Rebbe says back, no, Amar Lei, Rebbe, Yosvun Tanan. Yosvun versus Yarsun. Yarsun is Lashon Yerusha. He says, this is Yosvun, this is a matana. Yosvun is Lashon of giving. This wasn't referring to Yerusha. When you give the sons of that first wife the extra ksuba, the more money ksuba, that's not an issue of Yerusha. That's a matana he took upon himself. And that everybody agrees you give matana, whoever you want to give matana to. It's not a din of Yerusha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's halacha is only when you want to work through the mechanism of Yerusha. This is not the mechanism of Yerusha, this is the mechanism of a matana. Fine. So that's Rabbi's response, and I don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. That was his response to Rabbi Nassim. So then the Gemara, then Rabbi himself says, Amar lo, says Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says, Yaldus Hayisi bi, I was, adolescence, I was it was a childlike response that I gave him. Fazati panai benosin bavli. It was an inappropriate response I gave him. That wasn't the true halacha. Ella, really, I'll tell you why it can't be true. Because this halacha bin and dichrin can't be a lashon of matana, can't be a gift. Because the kaimalan we hold bin and dichrin lo tarfim mishabde. When the bin and dichrin, when they collect their money, they can't collect from any properties that have a lien that the father sold, and there's a lien they can't collect from it. So what's the relevance? Because yasvin tanan, if the lach is that why I give bin and dichrin is it bitaras matana, it's a gift to the children of this first wife. So amaylo tarfim mibishabdi, why shouldn't they be able to collect it? Again, I got married to this to my wife, and my wife is going to eventually have children, hopefully. So the ksuba I write that any children you have will get your ksuba if you die first. So that's a matana I'm giving them. So now later on in life I sell my property. So if it's really matana, I gave the children b'shas chuppah, so their matana preceded when I sold any land. So they should be able to collect from any nechasim b'shubadim. And the very fact that the halacha in Maseches Ksuba says that bin and dichrin cannot collect from b'shubadim tells us it wasn't a matana that happened at shas nesun. It's a yerusha that happens only after the death. And that's why they can't collect from any properties that I sold. So Elish Mamina Yarsun Tanan. So this whole halacha of Binin Dichrin is a din of Yerusha, that you can give Yerusha to the children, that the sons get more than the rest of the brothers of their mother's ksuba. So we see from all of this, Man Shmasle de Isle Haisvar, who's the one that says you could change what amounts each children gets in Yerusha? That's the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So that's for this conversation between Rabbi Nassim and Bavli. the Rebbe Paschal, the Rebbe Yochanan Broka, and now to answer our question, v'shma mina afil bibari. This case is not talking about a shchimira. This is talking about a classic case of a chassan and kala getting married, husband and wife getting married. Husband's fine and well, he's healthy, and yet we still see that he could choose which children are going to get more than the others. So Rebbe Yochanan Broka's halacha applies even in a case of bari. That's what the Gemara's raya is. So now the Gemara asks a question, wait a second. This whole conversation doesn't make so much sense because Amar Le Rav Papa Le Abaye, Bein Leman Damar Yosvun, whether you taught that this case of Binin Dirchen is Yosvun Lashon Matana and happened Shas Nisun, or Bein Leman Damar Yarsun, or maybe it's Yerusha that happens only after death, either way, Han Ha Ein Adam Mak Nedavar Shelo Bal Yolam, that we know the halacha is you can't be makna something that doesn't exist in this world. So there's a debate what doesn't exist in the world. So Rashbam says the children don't exist yet. You can't be makna over to the children. They don't exist yet in the world. Shas nesun. And some say the Rimagashas is referring to the mother's death. The mother hasn't died yet to have any type of kinin to the children. So v'afilu l'Rebbe Meir. Even if Paschal like Rebbe Meir, who holds in general, we know his shita is damar adam makne davar shelo bal yolam. He allows a person to be makne something that doesn't exist in the world. That's not every single case. So the Gemara qualifies. Hanimila, it's only ledavar sheyeshin ba'olam. It's only something that exists in the world. It just doesn't exist in my capacity yet, but it exists in the world. Aval davar she'eino bal yolam. The children who haven't yet been born yet. The mother who hasn't yet died, that's not called Yeshna Ba'olam. And even Rabbi Meir, who's the most makel, will agree that this case is considered a Davar Shelo Bal Yolam. And Ein other Makna Davar Shelo Bal Yolam. So how does this work, whether it's Yosvin or whether it's Yarsin? That's the question. So the Gemara ends up saying, Ella, it's a Tanai Bezdin, shiny. Hachanami Tanai Bezdin, shiny. That's what Ricky was saying. So look at the Rashbam here. Rashbam around 10 lines up from the bottom, it says, Ella Tanai Bezdin Shiny. The Olam Tanai Bezdin, we know the strength of a Bezdin is Mishum Dehefker based in Hefker. They have the ability to be Mafker anything that they want, anything monetary. Lahaknos Afilu Ledavar Shelo Bali Olam. They could be Machna even things that don't exist in the world yet. So just like you have the ability, it's a Tanai Bezdin to be Machna Davar Shelo Bali Olam. Hachanami Olam Tanai Bezdin. So too with respect to this halacha, that even though we pass like Rabbanon in general, that you cannot be Morish Leben Bein Habanim, not like Rabbi Yochanan Broka. We pass like Rabbanon, you cannot do that. But when Bezdin intervenes, Bezdin says, when it comes to Bin and Dichrin, that's the one exception that because it's a Tanai Bezdin, we will allow you to be Morish to the Ben Bein Habanim. And this has no bearing on the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. That's what the Gemara concludes. That's what you were saying in the beginning, Ricky. Yeah. This is not at all Rabbi Yochanan Broka. This is a Tanai Bezdin, which has a whole different set of rules here, and no rise for our initial Shaila. So Gemara now says, Amr le, mishum daka mafik le b'lashin yarsin. No, because if it's really true that this whole halacha has nothing to do with Yerusha, has nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan Broka, so why would the Mishnah use in Ksubis a lashin of yarsin? Yarsin tells us it has to do with something Yerusha. If it was really referring to a whole halacha of Tanai Bezdin, and nothing to do with Yerusha, the Mishnah should have said, Yosvun, just giving it over, that Tanai Bezdin gives over the property. The very fact that the Mishnah Ksubis uses the Lashon of Yarsin, Lashon Yerusha, that tells us it's working within the halacha of Yerusha. It is working within the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. That's what it sounds like. That's what his response is. And that's why they thought, Rabbi Nassim thought, that in fact it is considered halacha of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka and not an issue of Tanai Bezdin. The Gemara says back, no. Hada Amar Abaye responds, La Milsidam. It's not really true. Even if he uses the Lashon of Yarsin, doesn't have to really mean it's referring to Yerusha. How does he know this? Because to Tanam, we have another Mishnah of Lo Kasav Abinin Nukvin. Now this time referring to daughters. So the halacha is, if you didn't write that binin dichrin in the ksuba, that you have the responsibility to support your wife's daughters, the yahavnin l'chi minai, that you're going to have your daughters that you're going to have for me, yahavnin yasa b'beisi, I'm going to let your daughters, if you die, to stay in my house still, even though we're not married anymore because you're dead, v'yisazmin michnichsai, they're going to be support for my property, ad detilkechun l'govrin, until they get married to men, even though I didn't write this in the ksuba, chayiv, you're still chayiv. Shu Tanai Bezdin. You Tanai Bezdin, you have to meet this condition. Now, Rashbam points out here The Mishnah Ksuba says that the Lashon Matana is mentioned in this Binyan Nukvin. It says Lashon Matana. Whether you write Lashon Matana in the beginning, the middle, or the end, that's considered a Binyan Nukvin. So we see from here that when it comes to Binyan Nukvin, Lashon Matana is used. When it comes to the first case of Binyan Dichrin, the Lashon Yerush is used. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, "V'hava lezeh b'matana v'lezeh b'yerusha." When it says the binin nukvin, lashon matana is used. When it has the lashon binin dichrin, lashon yerusha is used. So what's the point of this? V'chol lezeh b'yerusha v'lezeh b'matana afilu rabbanan modehu. So it sounds like, look at the last two lines here of the Rashbam here, in the middle of the Rashbam. The end of the line says, "V'hacha shnei takanas halalu." The takana of binin dichrin and the takana of binin nukvin are two separate takanas that they had to put into the ksuba. The two separate ones. And kaven de babas achas tiknu, since they were instituted at the same time, these two different takanas, it was havik kimotoch kedei divor. It's as if they were said mamish in a few seconds of each other. V'hai de katani lashin yarsun, lashminan mimasisin dirabanan moda afilu bishnei bnei adam vishnei sadam. Fine. So in essence, Rashbam is saying here, the fact that they used Yarsin for one case and Yosfun for the other case didn't really make much of a difference. It's the same halacha here, and all we're learning from here is that these halachas are the same, and we don't care Yarsin, we don't care Yosfun. There's not a din of Yerusha here. It's a din of Matana, and we weren't so exact in using Yarsin versus Yosfun. There's all a Tanai Bezin here, and nothing to do with the halachas of Rabbi Yochanan and Broka and Yerusha. That's what the Gemara concludes here. Fine. So the Gemara now says the last two lines of the Amud here. Amr le Rav Nechume v'isti. Others say isti Amr Rav Chananya bar Minume le'abaye. Says Mimai, how do you know going on to Amud Beis now? Mimai de basar bechad rather de bechad beidina iskin. Whoever said that the takana binin dichrin and binin nukvin were the same takana, same bezdin, that the words were used interchangeably, yasrin the yarsin. And you can't bring a raya just because it used Yarsin by Binyan Dichrin. It doesn't really mean Yerusha. Who said this took place in one Bezdin? Dilma betrayed Beidina Iskin. Maybe they took place in two separate Batidinim. And one Bezdin established Binyan Nukvin, and that was through a mechanism of Matana. But a different Bezdin used Lashon of Yarsin for Binyan Dichrin, and that was Lashon Yerusha, and maybe it is working within the halachas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So the Gemara answer is Lo Saka Daita. No one would ever suggest that these two takanas took place in two different batidinim. Why? Because the Katani Reisha, the Mishnah in Ksubas, tells us, Zeh midrash darish Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He made the following drasha lefnei chachamim b'keren b'yavna. What was his big drasha? He says as follows, Habanim yarshu v'abanus yizonu. We know that sons are going to yarish the mother's ksuba, and we know that daughters are going to be supported from the father's estate. So Mahabanim Ainun Yarshin Elalachar Mises Aviem. So what happens is the son's mother dies. Now just because the mother dies, the son doesn't collect their ksuba yet. It's not until their father also dies do they then collect their mother's ksuba. So that only takes place after Mises Aviem. Saaf, so too, Rebbe Elazar makes a drasha, Banos lo yizuno elalachar Mises Aviem. So with the daughter's mother died, so they're living in their father's house, but they don't collect any of the real mazonos unless their father also dies. So that happens when we make Nidrasha from Binyan Dichrin to Binyan Nukvin. We're connecting these two different takanas. Now, Amris, if you really wanted to say the Bishma Bechad Beidina Iskin, if both takanas took place in the same Bezdin, so that makes sense. Hainu di Afinu takana mitakana. That's how you could derive one halacha from the other halacha. Even though they're two takanas, the same Bezdin instituted both, then Toch Kedei Dibor, so you could derive one halacha from the other one. That all makes sense. But Ella I Amris betray Beidina Iskin. If you're going to suggest that Binyan Dichrin and Binyan Nukvin were two different batidinim, Heichi Afinun Takana Bidakana. How could you learn one? Maybe they had a whole different set of rules from the other ones. So the very fact that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was darshaning in front of Chachamim in Kerem Yavna, one Takana from the next, must have been that the same Beistin was to come Mesakin both them to allow a drasha to be learned one from the next. Behold, well, look, the Gemara concludes the answer. The Yolam really Eimalacha betrayed Beidina Niskin. Maybe really they were made in two different Batidinim. Ooh, so how can you make a drasha from one Binyan Dichrin to teach us something about Binyan Nukvin? Because Beidina Basra, the second basin that made the last Takana, Takin Ki Beidina Kama, modeled its Takana after the first takana from the first bezdin. You don't want there to be having inconsistencies with different takanas. So, you know, the U.S. government makes a new rule, they're going to make that regulation work well with an earlier regulation because you don't want there to be stira. So even though one takana might be very different, it still has to match with an earlier one. So here as well, after they made binin zichrin, that was the first takana, when the later bezdin made a binin nukvin, they wanted to model it after binin dichrin, so that there shouldn't be any inconsistencies. And it did take, in fact, it did take place in two different batedin.
So he has, the father still has a chiyuv of mezonos of the daughters, it's just that he's not deducting from the ksuvah.
Exactly. He's taking care of her.
And he takes care of them, but the money that he takes care of is not deducted from the ksuvah until he dies.
Right. Once he dies, then they collect, daughters even collect as well. So what comes out of all this, though, is that since the batidinim were the two takaranas were two different batidinim, so the fact that one used yarsin and one used yasvin, it sounds like that might have been dafka, those languages. And when we say yarsin now, it sounds on the end here, it maybe meant dafka yerusha, and it might be a proof that we do say bin and dichon is through yerusha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. That's what seems like at the end here, but again, it doesn't seem conclusive. It goes back and forth so many times. But that seems to be the last, at least the last impression. I don't know how we...
So in that case, he wouldn't be able to do... If it's not Shemar, he wouldn't be able to do...
Well, so no, then it would sound like it would prove, if it is Yerusha, so then Bin and Dichon works even for Bari. So that means Rabbi Yochanan Broka's halacha would even work for Bari.
If it's Yerusha, yes.
If it is. So that's what it sounds like at the end. I don't know how we pasken the mice. I don't know if this was really a conclusive answer or this was just a suggestion to... Right. It could go either way. So I don't know what the halacha is. I didn't look into it. It sounds like from the... Ein Mishrat on the Amud Aleph here, there's an Aleph quoting from the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. It sounds like we say Bari doesn't work. It only works for Shchimira. So I guess this answer in the end is not the final answer. That's just a suggestion of it. It's not conclusive, but we don't allow a Bari to do...
Right, but then the whole Mishnah would be... It would be also not so easy to understand because it would be talking... Meaning that the beginning of the Mishnah is talking that a person cannot give to a third party anything. And the end, Rabbi Yochanan Broka says, no, if he, you know...
You write the Yerusha?
Right. So then if the end is on Shechit Merah, the beginning should also be on Shechit Merah, and it wouldn't be like that.
And he's working back in the mission, you're saying.
It wouldn't work like one unit. Uh-huh. You're talking only, right? I mean, it would seem that it's...
But that's true also. But also you have to figure out, if it's really not Yerusha, it's really a Matana, so how come you cannot collect from the Mishubadim as well? As one of the proofs we said before, if it's really Matana, you should be able to collect even from the Mishubadim. How come you can't collect from Nichas and Mishubadim if it really is Matana?
And if it's Matana, you can give it to anybody. Why do you say only, according to one? According to this, there's two different shots.
That's true also.
Yeah, you could give it to anybody on even a second line, yours.
Oh, no. V'yochem Broka is definitely Yerusha. The question is, how is Bin and Dichon working? Is Bin and Dichon working through a mechanism of Matana to the son, or is that working through Yerusha? And that's where the connection, right? Right. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says in Amar Bezer, four lines down, the two dots. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Hakosev kol nechasav liishto. A person writes all his property to his wife. I think we saw this elsewhere, maybe in Gemara Ksubis. Somewhere else. It says getting here. A person writes all his property to his wife. Lo asa el apachapa. He's only really appointing her as the apotropos. He's not really making her into the full owner of the property. And the reason for this is because if you look at the Rashbam, it's six narrow lines up or so. Lo asa el apotropos. The umen adas, people understand, dein adam miniach has banav venosin es hakol isha. No one's going to leave his sons and give everything to his wife. He loves his wife, loves his children, but he would never, you know, not give his children anything. He only wanted to appoint her as the manager of the properties. He wanted his children to show honor to his the widow, who's going to be eventually the mother, the widow when he dies. She should be responsible, she should give out the money how she thinks needed, and this way the children will show her the proper kavod. So that was only to make Napachapas, but not to give her the full ownership of the property. So then the Gemara says, Pshita b'nu agadol lo so el apachapas. It also is understood that if he gives right to all the property off to the oldest son, that too, he's only making him as the apachapas, but not to be the full owner of all the property. And this is for the following reason. If you look at the Rashbam here, it's around 10 wide lines down. It's in the middle of the line, it says, lo aso el apachapa, the rote hu shechalk lo achiv kavod. He wants that the younger siblings should show honor to the older brother. Sharei chayavim mechvodo kedamrinan ves rabos achicha agado. Kavod es avicha vesimecha. The word es, the Gemara tells us, comes to include that the oldest son, the oldest brother, deserves kavod as well. So v'omer adasu lechvodo niskaven. He wants to say, okay, you're the oldest. I'm going to make you in charge of the property, not for you to own it, but you to give it out as you see necessary. But what about, the Gemara asks, what about Bino HaKaton? My. Let's say he writes off all the property to his youngest son. Now, the youngest son, there's no mitzvah of kavod to the youngest son. So then it must be he's writing it off to give the youngest son all the property. Or maybe even in this instance, he's giving the Bino HaKaton also to be the apotropos. That's the Shiloh. And so the Gemara answered, Amar, Itmar, Rav Chanilai, Bar Idi, Amar Shmuel, Afilu Bino HaKaton, Amuta Barisa. No. It's considered a apachapas even in that case. Even the child is still in the in a crib. The halacha is he's only making the apachapas. Rashbam says he wants to rotuluch b'chvodo. He wants to ensure that the other children are going to show honor, even to the youngest one, even to the infant. That too is only making him out into an apachapas, and he's not going to cut off the other children. That's what the Gemara concludes. It's always just to be an apachapas and to show kavod, even though there is no mitzvah to be mechave the youngest son. It's still that's his intention to make sure there's kavod being shown. So then the Gemara says, pshita b'no v'acher. We also understand the cases of a b'no, a son, and an acher. We already addressed b'no. Acher has two separate cases. You give it to the son, acher b'matana, or b'no apachapas. Again, it's a little confusing in the Gemara here, but when the Rashbam explains here, I understand if you're giving all the property, writing it to one son, or another case, you're writing all the property to an acher, a third party. So those we know the answers to, that when you write it off to an acher, that's clearly as a matana. You wouldn't make an acher apachapas. If you're writing to him, it means an acher. So that case is obvious. And we also know if you write all your property to a beno, like we just mentioned, that's also a different case. That's an apachapas. So those two scenarios, we know what the halach is. Skipping the parentheses. What about ishto, arus of isha gusha? That too is obvious matana. No one wants to show any kavod to his divorced wife or to his wife he's engaged to only. There's no Indian kavod there. So if he writes off the property to the Isha Grusha or the Isha Arusa, it must be a Matana. He wouldn't be making her an apachapas, which again, also is somewhat backwards because why would he give it to her as a Matana? But either way, look at Rashbam, what he writes here. Rashbam writes, if you go like 10 lines up or so, the end of the line, Isha Arusa of Isha Grusha be Matana. Deino Choshesh Lechvodan. He's not interested in showing honor to these women. Zumi Pnesha Girsha, the first one because he divorced her already. Vizumi Pnesha Lo Hechnisa Dain, and the one who he's engaged to hasn't yet married her, so there's no Indian of Kavod yet. So why would he write off the property to them? Not to show them any Kavod, it must be to give them as a gift. Why is he giving a gift to an Isha Girsha? I don't know why, but that's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara asks, though, what about the Ibarilu, the following case? A Bas Eitzel Habanim. Let's say he's got a number of sons, and he writes all his property off to his daughter. So then is he saying, is he trying to show kavod to his daughter? Whereas for his daughter, he's trying to give her all the property. So look at the Rashbam, how he says this. Bas eitzel abanim, kemen danu roen dechoshishin linen nechasim muatim. Since we are concerned when there's very little property, so we say, habanos yizonu v'abanim yichazel apsachim. So in that case, daughters get the property, and we make the sons go around asking for tzedakah. Alma, we see chashin and liyakara debanos miyakara debanim. We're more concerned with the honor and respect of a daughter than we are with a son. Viklamemer, therefore asa apachapa. So therefore, when he wrote off to the bas eitzel abanim, he was showing her kavod. We want to show the make sure she gets the respect she deserves. Odimer, perhaps hanimilin and chazash psachim. Maybe we only show her a kavod with respect to having to go door to door, because that's an embarrassing thing for the woman. But stam to show respect, that we're not really concerned with, and therefore we're not sure what's the answer. Bas eitzel abanim. Does it mean apachapas or does it mean mamish matana? Second child, the Gemara asks, v'isha eitzel ha'achim. Let's say writing off to the wife in place of the brothers. There are no sons in this case. The wife in place of the brothers. What's the halacha here? So here Rashbam says, v'isha eitzel ha'achim. Shein lo banim, there's no sons in this case. V'av el achim, there's no sons and there's no father. So he leaves over a wife and he leaves over brothers. So v'cheven da'achiv einan chayavim b'chvod ishto klau. The brothers have no obligation to treat their sister-in-law with any respect. So when he writes off the money to the wife, it's not because he wants his brothers to show honor to his wife, because they don't have to show honor to his wife. There's no inyan of kavod. So he must be giving the matana to his wife. Since his wife is like himself, he wants his brothers to honor his wife like they would have honored himself as the brother. And that's the suffix when it comes to the Isha, Eitzel, the Achim. And then the third suffix is Isha, Eitzel, B'nei Abal, Mahu. Let's say the father has sons, half sons that are not his wife, from a different marriage. And he marries another woman, a second marriage. So now he writes to his wife that she should get the property and not his son. Now get married, the sons are only stepsons from the mother, the stepmother. So what's the Halacha in this case? So look at the suffix here in the Rashbam. Five lines up. Isha etzel b'nei abal. So the guy writes the property to his wife instead of writing to his own sons. Again, the wife and the sons are not related. It's stepsons. So delo havelei banim mimena. There were no sons for when the second marriage. He had no sons with her. The name apotropos shavya to say that she was made an apotropos. Kadesh shechabdua bonea shechayim mechvoda. There are no sons to speak of here. Aval, but what yesh lo banim b'isha acheres. He has a son from another marriage, a previous marriage. They're not chayiv to honor their stepmother that much. There is a drasha, that same Gemara and Ksubas, just like there's a mitzvah lechabed achav agadol, you also have to be mechabed your stepmother when she's your eishes ha'av, married to your father. You have to honor her as well. It's a yisur dekra, it's an extra drasha. It's not a full drasha, but there's a little bit of a level, only a little bit. Not to just show on kavod.
From the Rashbam, even after the father died,
still. Very so Gideon Ashas quotes this Gemara. He refers to see the Gideon Ashas in the inside column. He quotes the Gemara Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel and says Tzarachin. What's a Tzarachin? So they point out is because the Gemara there says there's only Chiv to Mechabed your stepmother when she's married to your father. But if your father dies, so then there is no obligation anymore of honoring your stepmother. And Rashbam argues on this, sounds like goes against this Gemara, like Adam pointed out, that even after the death, there's a requirement to be mechabe the stepmother. So that's a good, very good point. The Tzarchin, he leaves no answer for it. Either way, that's the Shiloh. When he gives it to his wife, instead of to his sons, so then is that a apotropos? Because they should show kavod maybe to the Eishes Abal, or Eishes Av, or is it really giving it to her as a matana? So what's the answer to these three Shilohs? Comes along, Amar Ravina, Mishmei Derava, Bechula, all these cases we say, Lo Kana, there is no kinin, it doesn't work. That is, it's a apotropos ba'alma lebar mi ishto arusa ve'isha grusha. The only one of the cases above we allowed it to be a kinyan is for the engaged wife and a divorced wife because there's no inyan of shon kavod there, and therefore that was a full kinyan and matana that he wrote off. Rav Avira mishmei derava amar b'chulakan. He argues that no, all the cases actually is a kinyan lebar me'aisha etzel achin ve'isha etzel bnei abal, with the exception of a wife up against the brothers, and the wife up against the stepson, that case we say it's not a good kinyan. And just to work everything out, really, there's a total of five different scenarios here. So look at the Rashbam, he just explains what's going on here, that the only machlokas is, the very last line here is, ubas eitza banim levada ikabana. There's only one nafkamina. Because the case of Isha Arusa and Isha Grusha, the first mandamar says that was a good kinyan, and the second mandamar says that's also a good kinyan. And regarding the, which case here now?
Ishta Arusa, Ishta Grusha, Bat Etzel Abanim, Isha Etzel Achim, and Isha Etzel Bnei Abal.
Right, so the last case here, and then the second case says, Isha Etzel Achim, Isha Etzel Bnei Abal also doesn't work. That was agreed upon by the first Ma'an Damar as well. The only case they're actually arguing about is the middle case of a Bas Etzel Abanim, a daughter amongst the children, that according to the first Ma'an Damar, it's not a good kinyan, but according to the second man number, it is a good kinyan. You have to figure it out. There are five different scenarios. Just go through the calculations, and that's the only nafkamina, really. Okay, we'll stop here. Mr. Shem will pick up on Sunday. No, those cases
both agree.
They both agree.